Log Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Homes Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another week of praising and worshiping the great I Am and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, both who I would like to thank for lifting my body up yet again and allowing me to come back to you on this wonderful Saturday. Now, I start off each show with a Bible verse and a word of from God, and today it's going to come from Matthew 7th chapter, 24th through the 27th verse. This is what Jesus said about the wise and the foolish builder, okay? And when he's talking about the wise and the foolish builder, he's talking about the people who put his words into practice and people who do not put his word into practice, and it's very important. Listen, it goes like this. Therefore, everyone who has hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. Everyone remembered that Jesus Christ is the solid rock which we stand on. We not only need to know his word, we need to put his word into practice. And I want everybody to check their foundation this week and meditate and study on Matthew 7, chapter 24 through the 27th verse. Okay, church announcements. Everybody, I want you to know that Lesson 11 and Bible study is available at the ministry's website. That's www.sisterpoochie.com, spelled SisterPoochie.com. If you've already seen Lesson 11, definitely go back and listen to the older lessons, because they all feed into each other, and you can get a clear picture of the message of the Bible, which is what the series is called. Okay, my monthly sermon is available on the ministry's website as well, but I do it for the Master's Groove of every first Monday of each month. So you can catch me at the Master's Groove at www.themastersgroove.com or www.sisterpoochie.com and check out the monthly sermons, and that comes on at between 6:30 and 7 p.m. Central Time, 4:35 Pacific, 5:36 Mountain, and 7:38 Eastern Time. All right. Next week, here we go. The youth are taking over the radio show again with our Y4C, which means Youth for Christ, with host of Shining Star and hip-hop gospel house mix by a youth DJ, DJ Shaheen. And I encourage everyone to listen to the show and support the youth. That will be between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right. Now, if you have an iPod, you can subscribe to the ministry's podcast. At the website, there is a link that you can subscribe to the podcast and listen on the go. And that will include the Bible study or any other show that we do through Blog Talk Radio. If you don't have an iPad and you have a regular MP3 player, you can still download the show. Just go to the show's page and hit download, and you'll be able to download it into your other MP3 players. Okay, that's it for the church announcements right now. We're going to start getting into praising and worshiping God. And first up on the mic is Glory by Mario Riel Brown, remixed by our youth DJ, DJ Shaheen. Here we go.
That you never heard before. If it wasn't for you,
beautifully said. That was Mario Brown. And if you want to, that was Glory by Mario Brown. If you want to contact him, you can actually contact him through DJ Shaheem at his website, www.djshaheem.com. Also, if you want to find out how to contact any of the artists that we play on the radio show, and I encourage you to contact them if you like something that they play and send them a kind note. It goes a long way. You can go to the ministry's website again, www.sisterpucci.com. And while you're there, there's four things I want you to do. I want you to read how the ministry began, the witness statement, our mission statement, and our ministry statement of faith. It's very important to know these things for any ministry that you're listening to. Now, we're 501c3, and for those who don't know what that means, it just means that we're recognized by the federal government as a religious organization. And I just want you to read those things and let them settle into your heart, and then they give you a bit better understanding of the ministry and how it all got started. Okay, next up on the mic is Chill with Situations. Now, don't forget about being on that solid rock, because situations will come up in your life.
Father abandons his child because he ain't ready for responsibilities.
Feel.
See, a mother gives up on hope because she don't have the capability to do it on her own. And every day in this world, a crack baby is born and a child is deformed and someone's heart is torn. See, my boy lost his mom. She got raped by a guy that had AIDS and he deals with it every day. And his mom was close. And he turns to me for advice. But what can I do rather than pray God over his life and hope that he give him strength? His younger brother couldn't take it, he had a nervous breakdown, so now he's mentally stressed, he's mentally challenged. True story. See, God bless me mentally to write poetry that'll exercise your mind. That I write, the better I get. See, the more I glorify God, the closer to God I get. I glorify God in every piece like he wrote it. Real words are being quoted. They say cuz OD don't crack because his heart exploded. Some say I shouldn't have wrote it. They say I shouldn't spit it. But I spit a verse for everyone that has a gift and that's afraid to reveal it. Just let God use you. See, a talent is a terrible thing to waste. See, my job here is done, even if I only inspire one person in this whole place. I express myself through poetry, that's why I give it my best. If y'all feel this can't be my best, I go back and I write to God up here in the flesh, and okay at itself. Inspiring one person in this place, I inspire a whole building, a whole city, a whole state, a whole nation, even better. I inspire a whole nother generation. I tell all the kids to say no to drugs because God is the most high, and besides that, he's free. Just imagine what God can do for you. Look what he did for me. Any situation I had, he put it to rest. It's not a day that passed, I don't feel like I'm not blessed. So as far as this music, I promise I can't rest until I see success. And I pray that God bless every line I spit, every mind I shift, every soul that I uplift, every soul that I inspire with this gift. In my life, I will bet it. I was born to be a leader. I was born to conquer. I was born to prosper. God said.
Rebel Spike production. Rebel.
All right, that was Chill with Situation. I love that song because it speaks the truth. No matter what you're facing in any situation, God will see you through it. And we can't forget that. Sometimes we get scared and we begin to waver a little bit with our faith, but we got to hold strong to that solid rock that we stand on, which is called Jesus Christ. Okay, next up on the mic is Crochet with Thanks.
In the morning when I rise,
All right. That was Thanks by Crochet. And if you want to contact Crochet, you can contact him at www.crochet.biz. All right, everyone. We're going to go back to the reading for the week, which comes from Matthew 7, chapter 24th to the 27th verse. And it's what Jesus says about the wise and the foolish builder. And he used that analogy because he's talking about the practice. That's the key word. It's the practice of the words that he has left us. It's one thing to know it, and it's another thing to do it. Okay, so everyone needs to check their foundation. Make sure they're on a solid rock because they're practicing the word of Christ. All right, the verse goes like this. Matthew, again, 27th chapter, 24th to the 27th verse. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who builds his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. I don't know about you, but I don't want my house falling. I want to stand on a solid rock called Jesus Christ, and I encourage you all to do it. And if you're listening and haven't accepted Christ into your life, I invite you to just say, Jesus, I love you. Come into my life. I make you my Lord and Savior, and it's done. And forgive me for all my sins. And it's done. And so I definitely encourage you to get Jesus in your life. It makes life so much easier when all you have to do is swallow Jesus instead of having to try to figure all those things out in the world by yourself. All right. I'm just talking and talking. Next up is the Gospel House Mix by resident DJ Frankie Vi. He has a new website, and I want everyone to get a chance and go visit it. It's http://djfrankievibe-hoi.weebly.com. And if you can go to www.sistapoochie.com, sistapoochie.com, and you can find that link under the artist contacts. Well, hey, now, the purpose of the dance break is for everyone to get up and rejoice the Lord. This is what this is all about. We're giving him praise and we're giving him thanks. And also, DJ has a ministry of his own, so it's also trying to figure out what the DJ is trying to say to you at the same time. So that's the assignment for the dance break. Let's get up. Let's make some noise. Let's get excited for God and our Lord and Savior. And here we go with the dance break for the week by DJ Frankie Vibe.
Thanks for checking out DJ Frankie Vi's Gospel House Break.
Fun! stop now. Let's go now. In the front, in the front, in the back.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out DJ Frankie Vibes Gospel House Break. Hit me up at 521-2001@yahoo.com.
I hope everybody got up and gave God the best praise that you could possibly do. He made us to praise him day and night. So I hope you just got up and just went crazy. I was going crazy in the studio. I hope you were going crazy wherever you were at. All right, moving on. The next person up on the mic is Moshe with the first eye versus the blind eye.
Aha! Falling. Yes, it is. West side is falling all over. Yes, it is. West is falling. The old world is gone. Rome is falling. You was up. Wake up.
Monopoly, as you see it, is ruling this life. Control of banks, institutions, media, and government. Keeps the mass of the masses under a spell. But soon the game's over. The so-called mighty dollar, your pride and joy, has nothing backing it. Monopoly money. Get it?
Control.
This control has molded us and our past ancestors into a world we see today. A world that suppresses truth and the African people from
rise.
But it always was here in the spirit.
Yeah.
The ones that stay confused or refuse to hear and see the truth from the spirit like me will continue to perish in a mental and physical state. When they finally sense their ancestral slavery like now, it will be a long physical struggle to see what's the right choice. And that is unity amongst your brothers and sisters. Physically and mentally. Everything that the masses love so much in this world continues to crumble.
All the damn.
More our people will finally unite, but will still perish because of their overall love of this world. The spiritually inclined will be able to live days without worldly things and continue to help others escape the physical and spiritual captivity. Escaping to dwell in a land of tranquility and peace. A land of a new mind state, a new dimension,
new
a
age.
New age.
A new
Hemi.
All right. That was Moshe with the first eye versus the blind eye. And if you want to contact Moshe about his spoken word, you can hit him up at his email address. It's nvgtr9@gmail.com. Everybody, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. And I hope you are enjoying and being blessed and rich. I'm having a great time, and I can feel your spirits out there. I know you're having a great time, too. All right. Next on the mic is Sister Fucci. People have been asking to hear a little bit of my work, and I'm going to put it out there. Now, also, Elrich is going to be working on a new remix of one of my poetry pieces, and I can't wait to debut it to you. It should be done within a couple of months. Okay, here is Peace During the Storm by Sister Fucci. With Mr. Chicago. I forgot to say with Mr. Chicago. Sister Fucci with Mr. Chicago. Here we go.
See, there's so much we have to do because of global warming. The environment has just melted away. But I want you to not worry about it. See, God still has it all under control. I wrote a poem about it. Let me tell you how it goes. See, I'm writing a poem in peace during the storm, a calmness that lets the devil be warned that God is here to stay. You hear the thunder crash and you see the lightning flash, flash, flash. It's wind so strong, it stops you in every way. But see, as the darkness pollutes the air, be calm, don't despair. We're God's children. Look up in the sky. He'll throw a rainbow your way. It's a covenant sign that God uses to remind that he will never destroy his creation with water another day. So as the darkness pollutes the air, be calm, don't you despair. A storm, a rainbow, divine correction happened today. A storm, a rainbow, divine correction happened today. So, have peace during a storm. Have peace during any storm. God will let the darkness be warned. He's here. He's here to stay. Peace.
That was Peace During the Storm by Sister Fucci with Mr. Chicago doing the music in the background for me. If you want to contact Sister Fucci, all you have to do is go to Sister Fucci at SisterPucci.com. That's SisterPoochie at SisterPoochie.com. That's my email address. www.sisterpoochie.com is the website address. But hit me up on either one. You can find me. All right, I want to get back to this reading because I think it's so important with so many things going on today that we begin to read and know the word of God, but we do not practice it. We do not put it into motion. And this is what Jesus is talking about. But the difference between a wise builder and a foolish builder is a wise builder builds his house on a solid rock, which is Jesus Christ is a solid rock we stand on. And we put his word into practice. And those who do not put his word into practice build their houses on sand. All right, here we go. Matthew 27, chapter 24, again to the 27th verse, goes like this. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew against, but it beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who has heard these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew, they beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. Everybody, do not let your foundation or your house fall with a great crash. Practice the words of Jesus Christ. Love each other. Forgive each other. You know what he said. If you don't know what he said, I want everybody to go to Bible study, which Lesson 11 is available at the minister's website. And if you've already listened to Lesson 11, go through all of them, Lesson 1 through 10. They all relate to each other. And the series is called The Message of the Bible. Okay, and Elder Faye will be just so happy if you would just catch up because she's getting Lesson 12 ready right now. All right, next up on the mic is Catherine Kendricks. So people get ready. Okay, that was the live version of People Get Ready by Catherine Kendrick. If you want to contact her, you can actually email the ministry at sisterpucci@sisterpucci.com. All right, next up on the mic is Danielle Woodson with The Choice. Feel that heartbeat. That was The Choice by Danielle Woodson. If you want to contact her, you can just email her at danielle@inbox.com. All right, everybody, this show goes by so fast. I've had a great time. Don't forget to meditate and concentrate on the reading, Matthew 7, 24 through the 27th verse. Check your foundation. Don't just talk the talk. You need to walk the walk as well as that. Also, catch up on Bible study, and don't forget to join us back here next week as the youth take over the studio. All right, everyone. I love those who listen live, and I love those who listen later. To all of you, have a blessed week, and I'll see you next week. And we're going to roll out of here like we always do with How Great Thou Art by Slide Eel Music.